You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are on 95BFM. No Mai Haeremai. Welcome along. We're about to listen to King Sweetie's Lydia, and then we're going to be having a chat with Cass. So stick around. That was King Sweeties with Lydia, and we have got Cass Basil from King Sweeties in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you, Rachel.
Hey, it's awesome to have you up here, because we've heard lots of good things about King Sweeties over the last couple of months, but we've also heard you on BFM many, many times for a long time, because you're part of Carnivorous Plant Society, you're part of Audrey's Dance, you play with Tiny Ruins, you do all sorts of things. But this is a very special project. It's you and Beck Ronga combining your powers to make King Sweeties, which is pretty special. Can you tell us a bit about how King Sweeties came to be?
Yeah, so I play bass in Beck's band, and we came to a point where I was quite keen to do some songwriting and Beck was keen to do some production and engineering.
Cool.
And so, yeah, we thought, why don't we form a project where we can do these two things?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we did it. We actually did it.
it's kind of amazing when a project that everyone's like, yeah, we should do that, actually comes to fruition, because a lot of the time it ends up just being talked about a lot and
exactly,
never
yeah.
eventuating.
Yep.
But it has eventuated, and actually with quite a bit of critical acclaim, the second single, Let's Just Stay in Bed, that was up for the APRA Silver Scroll Longlist, which is pretty awesome, so congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. We were really stoked about that. Yeah, we felt very, very very lucky to get on that list.
Yeah, it was a pretty it's been a pretty wild year. We were just talking about this off air, but having a few things like that kind of happen, it must be a really nice boost to sort of a strange year for music, not being able to function in the way it necessarily always does.
Totally, yeah. And especially like starting a new project during that time, and you're kind of like, how are we going to attack this?
Yeah.
Without all the usual things. But yeah, no, that was really cool. We're really stoked on that.
So how does the kind of process work between you and Beck when you're kind of making these tracks? What are you sort of like working through when you're writing?
So one of the first things that we did when we decided to do it was we got together and we just had a big jam. So I was on the bass and Beck was on the drums, and yeah, we just had this day jamming all these different feels and bass lines and drum parts. We probably came up with like 20 different kind of ideas, and then we went away and picked the ones that we liked the most to write over. And most of the songs off this upcoming EP are from that process. And then with the lyric writing, it's really back and forth. So yeah, just like really collaborative. Some of it's like sit down at the table and write the lyrics together, and some of it's like over email.
The lockdowns kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like everyone's kind of got into pen pal sort of moods this year. A lot of long distance collaboration happening in a kind of an old school way, which is kind of nice in some ways. You get some really interesting stuff come out of that. You just said you played your first show for a wee while on the weekend with Kind of Response Society.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we played over on Waiheke at the Artworks Theatre. It was really fun.
Good to be back out.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, and the crowd was like super hype.
That's awesome. Well, we are talking to you because you're playing a gig with King Sweeties and Opossum as well, which is going to be really special. This is part of the Elemental Auckland Festival, which is happening all across next month. And just some really awesome gigs are happening, some awesome food things. It's all sorts of good stuff going on. And you're going to be playing at the Hopetown Alpha. How are you feeling about this show?
I'm really excited about that show, but also quite nervous because it is our first, it's our debut King Sweeties gig.
Very cool.
But I'm excited, and I'm really excited about Opossum playing too.
Is that the first time in like 8 years or something, maybe? Long time.
Yeah, really long time.
It's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, such a cool project, and all the songs are so awesome.
How does it feel for you starting a new project? Because I think it's interesting to hear you say you're a bit nervous about it, because you're such a seasoned player. You know, I would kind of expect that this is just like, easy. You just pick up your bass and go for it, you know. But what is it like starting a new project, bringing it out to people? What's the sort of feelings going on?
It feels quite like revealing. Like you're like, wow, here I am, like on the stage revealing myself. Everybody kind of. This one also feels a bit different because I'm doing a lot more singing. So a bit more like front of the band, I guess.
It's a pretty cool thing though. And you and Beck have kind of been friends for a long time as well. How do you feel you've fed off each other's music styles and sort of different interests as well?
A lot. Beck's introduced me to a lot of new music, she's such a great performer, and I get such a feeling from her when like playing music with her that really, really inspires me and feeds into my
your own I don't know, musical aura or something. I can't think of the word either, but I know what you're trying to say. I'm wondering if it is something that you consciously think about when you play with different bands. Do you actively think about being in a different kind of music space, or does it just sort of naturally happen, or is it something you don't even think about at all? What happens when you sort of like play with all your different groups, Cass?
I think about the music and the different feelings of the music, not too much. Probably, more like the different sounds. I'm trying to make for that feeling, but not much more than that.
Kind of innate, yeah. So the EP that you guys have got coming out is called We Are the Bosses, is that right?
Yeah.
It's a very cool name. Where did that come from?
It's a song off the EP, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Do we have a date for that yet, or is it just sort of in the future?
The future, but not too far.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. That's exciting.
We do have a single coming out in October.
Great. That'll be really good.
Yeah.
And that is, of course, when the gig is as well. So if people are anxiously listening at home about how they can get tickets and where they can go, the gig is happening on the 20th of October. Opossum and King Sweetie's playing at the Hopetown Alpha, and Live Nation is the place to go and get tickets. I would say get onto this one quickly because I reckon it'll probably go like hotcakes out the door. It's going to be a pretty magic evening. Are you looking forward to, hopefully, fingers crossed, COVID providing, getting back out there and doing lots of gigs over summer and lots of different projects?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the summer.
I feel like the season change in the last couple of days has put people in a really positive mood, maybe.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel it in the air.
Everyone's ready to get into some music again. Well, I'm really looking forward to this gig. I think it's going to be really special. Cass, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us this morning. We're going to listen to Let's Just Stay in Bed, which was on the APRA long list. I hope you have a fantastic gig and we look forward to hearing the EP.
Awesome. Thank you.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.